Today I'm at the Piazza in Northern Liberties, where they set up an ice skating rink for the winter. But there's something different about the ice.
It's artificial ice.
That's right. Everyone's ice skating, using regular ice skates, but there's no ice. The rink isn't frozen, it doesn't melt, but somehow people are slipping and sliding on it. Now, I'm not a professional figure skater, but this is confusing. So here I am with the guy who made the rink.
My name is Stephen Murphy. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I work for a company called Artificial Ice Events.
So how do you build an artificial ice skating rink? What's the process?
I can show you how it's put together if you want.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Stephen takes me to a separate room where he has some spare parts of the rink lying around.
It's like putting a piece of puzzle together. It comes in 4x8 panels.
What are these panels made out of?
It's a plastic polymer material. The best thing I can compare it to would be like a cutting board that you have in your kitchen.
He throws the panels on the floor and starts hammering them into place.
Okay, so I'm standing on this synthetic surface, but actually it's not really slippery at all.
Without solution, it isn't slippery the slightest bit. It's called propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol is acting as a lubricant. So when Steven sprays it on a smooth, flat surface, you can glide across that surface without much friction. What makes propylene glycol especially useful compared to other lubricants such as engine oil is that it is uniquely compatible with our biology. In other words, it's not toxic.
It doesn't irritate the skin in any way. If you ingest it, it's not an issue. It's not going to cause you to vomit or feel nauseous or anything. It's not going to irritate your skin, your eyes, anything.
In fact, propylene glycol is used as a non-active ingredient in all sorts of products. You can find it in soaps, shampoos, toothpaste, cough syrup, cookies, beer, the list goes on. It's even used in e-cigarettes.
So I pump up the sprayer so it builds pressure inside. And then I just go around the panels and I spray a layer on it. And it doesn't need to be completely covered. When your skate gets in the solution, it just glides right through.
So it turns out the science of artificial ice isn't all that complicated. Throw some lubricant on a flat surface and you can skate. Real ice skating, on the other hand, is actually more interesting. I spoke with Songgang Chu, a professor of mechanical engineering at Temple University. As Dr. Chu explained it to me, ice isn't actually slippery. It's actually a very tiny layer of water on top of the ice that we're slipping on.
So the top surface of ice is the mixture of ice and water. That makes surface slippery. So for example, I used to live in Minnesota, and driving over there, sometimes was hot, but most time was okay, because the temperature over there was extremely low, right? And so its ice is extremely rigid. In that case, you will find out it's not too bad. The worst case is that when temperature gets about right, say, just under the freezing temperature, so the ice is not pure ice. It has both ice and water on the surface. That makes driving so hot.
So exactly what we've been dealing with in our neck of the woods for the past month, it feels like.
Right.
With ice and water, nature has created a perfect scenario for skating. Ice is a smooth surface that constantly provides its own lubricant. And when your skates scratch into the surface, the water can freeze and make the surface smooth again. So despite all our scientific progress, it seems we still can't beat simple water. But there are some benefits to artificial ice.
It's a 10% drag on your skate. I know a lot of NHL goaltenders, they actually train on this stuff. And a lot of Olympic speed skaters train on it because of that 10% drag.
So it's like running with weights or something.
Exactly.
I caught up with family on the rink.
Rachel.
Hey, John Davidson.
And Emma.
Where are you guys from?
West Deptford.
All right, so how is it? I see you guys kind of slipping around on these ice skates.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. It's not real ice, so it's very strange.
Are you normally really good with real ice? Or?
No, I'm horrible with any ice, but this is just even more difficult.
What do you think?
After a little bit of time moving around, and start to get a little bit more used to it. It's definitely completely, it's different. It's very different. Hey, Emma, say hi real quick.
Hi.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
What do you think of this ground right here?
To pretend.
It's pretend ice.
Even she knows. She's smart.
For The Pulse, I'm Avir Mitra.
Where snowflakes are crowding the corners, and I think it's time to drink, don't you think? We can watch people fall as they get out their cars. In Philadelphia, that's how we do. Philadelphia.